Now, you know, because I study Scripture, I know important stories and parts of the stories that aren't always written down. So I wanted to make sure you knew what Moses did before he had to rescue all the people. They kind of had him doing it. He was a referee. All he did was go like this with his arms. I want to talk about the letter P today. All these fun words start with the letter P. Have you heard the phrase, prior proper planning prevents poor performance? Prior proper planning prevents poor performance. Or practice makes, or the power of, you all know that, right? Power of prayer. That's why you're all here to pray this morning. We know the importance of preaching peace. Scouts are taught to be prepared. Any scouts in the house? Right? The word from Scripture today is persistent. Being persistent. We have a nice gospel story from Jesus about the woman, the widow woman, who keeps going to the unjust judge and begging for justice. She violates all the rules of propriety. She persistently pursues and petitions the judge for help. And eventually, her persistence wins her justice. We don't know if it was a right thing or a wrong thing, but she finally got what she needed because she was persistent. And St. Paul to Timothy says, be persistent in proclaiming the word. Listen to it, study it, take it to heart, and be persistent in witnessing and proclaiming the word. It's why the first half of Mass is listening to God's words and singing God's words so that we can take them to heart and integrate them in our lives. And Moses had to be persistent in keeping his arms up to win the battle with Amalek. The point of our scriptures today is being persistent. Jesus says, be persistent in your prayer. Not for what you want, but to understand what you need to do or be as called by God. Let us remember, when we are engaged in prayer, when we are disciplined in the practice of our faith, when we are committed to the sacraments, when we recognize our responsibility to serve, we do not lose heart. We do not lose confidence, but just the opposite happens. We are energized, we are empowered, we are dedicated, we are invested in proclaiming God's word, in preaching peace, in working for justice, in living the mission of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us remember, Moses showed us how because he was persistent. Even when he got tired, there were people there to help him. We don't do this alone. St. Paul was specific. Be persistent in taking the word to heart and living it and sharing it. The woman was persistent. Jesus makes his point. We need to be persistent in living and witnessing our faith. The question to ask ourselves is, how well are we listening to God? And are we persistent then in responding in love? Amen.